Joining us this morning is U.S. Congressman Dan Benyshek. Good morning, sir. Welcome again to the program.
Hey, Walt. How are you doing this morning?
Hey, we're doing okay, I guess, as best as we can as us youpers here trying to deal with some heat and whatnot, but we'll get through it. But it's hot in Washington, no kidding, right now with all the talk about the debt ceiling and the debt limit vote and all of that. And now the House of Representatives right in the middle of it. And, of course, you're in the middle of it as well. And I guess we'll just start right there with your perspective on, I guess, what you hope to see accomplished here as this process continues on.
Well, we've got to try to solve this problem with our debt here, Walt. You know, we're going to be working today on this cut, cap, and balance bill that the Republican Conference has put forward. So I think we'll pass that today. We'll see. You know, it's pretty unfortunate that we haven't been able to negotiate a settlement with the President and the Senate, so we're going to just have to see what happens.
Is this the measure that you're looking at that would have a constitutional side to it? Is that the part that you're referring to?
Yeah, well, what they call a cut, cap, and balance, it's a three-part bill, really, to cut spending in the near term, to cap spending going forward based on a percentage of the gross domestic product, and then hopefully pass a constitutional amendment to require a balanced budget in the future so it don't allow future Congresses to, you know, spend money we don't have.
Do you feel that people are fully understanding right now what is pending here? Because I know there's a sense of urgency, obviously, to getting this issue taken care of by the first part of next month. But when you're talking with constituents here at home, what are you hearing? Or do they even have a grasp of, I guess, the magnitude of this situation?
Well, I think so. They certainly don't want us to raise the debt ceiling without cutting spending significantly. I just did a telephone town hall yesterday. We contacted about, 10,000 people on the telephone town hall, and we got a poll. I did a poll on the phone, and 70% of the people that I talked to that answered the polling question in the first district that didn't want to raise the debt ceiling unless we got significant cuts in spending. So I think that the people are behind this bill.
What are the key cuts that you're looking for in particular with the measure that you're hoping to pass today?
Well, it's I think it's $2.4 trillion in cuts in the near term. And then, cuts on the future spending, having the budget be based on the gross domestic product. Right now we're spending money, the government is spending money at about 25% of the gross domestic product. In other words, the sum of all goods and services produced in this country, the government is spending 25% of that. And it's, $1.5 trillion deficit. So, they want to put a stop to it. Just like in our own households, Walt, we can't spend more money than we have. And the government doesn't have a revenue problem, it has a spending problem. And people are tired of it, and they realize that we're saddling our children and our grandchildren with mountains of debt. And they don't want to see that. People don't want to see that. I don't want to see my grandchildren. I got two grandchildren right now, three and two, and they have $47,000 worth of debt each based on the amount of money that government's spending, and people are tired of it. We all have to live within our budgets. The government should do the same thing.
We're speaking with Congressman Dan Benyshek here on Sunny 101.9 WKQS. And Congressman, as we as you look at this, some are saying, well, this has been lifted in the past. It comes up every so often. Why not just vote to increase it and move on and business as usual as we've seen over the years? What's your response to that?
Well, we have $14 trillion in debt, Walt. Every year we're adding it. According to Mr. Obama's budget, he adds $1 trillion to that debt every single year. We're going to get to a point where we just can't make our payments anymore. We just can't do it. I don't know that. I think it's a serious situation. I know the government's going to have enough money to pay its interest on its debt. It's going to have enough money to pay Social Security. It's going to have enough money to do our military payment and enough money to pay for most of the necessities is not going to have enough money for all the other stuff. So it's a serious situation. I want to see it resolved, but I'm not going to vote to raise the debt ceiling without getting some spending cuts from the president.
Now, I know that folks are saying that this has a very tough chance of actually making it any further because of the president and the Democrat-controlled Senate. The issue is if you got this through, it actually made it through, then what? What would happen? And I guess on the flip side of if it doesn't go through, what is the next step? What next?
Well, I don't know exactly what's going to happen, to tell you the truth, Walt. I mean, we're supposed to have a conference at 9 o'clock today to find out what happened over the weekend. We'll have to just take it as it comes. That's what's a strange thing down here. There's so little understanding as to what could happen because there's a lot of unknowns. I mean, that's my biggest thing that I found out getting here. It's difficult to plan because you can't tell what the other people are going to do. It's sort of weird, coming down here and seeing how things work. There's a lot of uncertainty there. I'm not sure what's going to happen if this doesn't go through.
Well, we'll be watching it closely, I'm sure. And, of course, as always, you're welcome to join us with updates whenever you would like to. So make sure your folks in your office stay in touch with us, and we'll keep a close eye on it here. And keep us informed because we also think sometimes things are a little weird in Washington as well.
Yeah, no kidding. We'll keep you informed. I mean, on the website, Benishek.house.gov, people can go and see. We're going to have daily updates on the website as to what's happening with this, and then we'll send you a release too as anything significant goes on.
Very good. Well, we appreciate your time this morning. Good luck with all the meetings and the sessions, and we'll talk with you again soon.
All right, thanks a lot, man. All right, take bye-bye. Care.